Musculoskeletal system. Hair on end. Appearance is uncommon in thalassemia, but there is reduced pneumatization of air spaces within skull and thinning of outer table with thickening of inner table and lateral displacement of orbit, hypertelorism. Hypertelorism is seen in Down's. Chronic ischemia, diabetic foot and secondary hyperparathyroidism mostly affect both feet together. Achondrogenesis and homozygous achondroplasia are lethal in utero. Pseudoachondroplasia has normal skull and medial breaking of proximal femur neck. Metatrophic dwarfism shows dumbbell-shaped long bones and flattened vertebrae. Hemochromatosis shows hook-like osteophytes on radical aspects of metacarpal heads, subchondral cysts, chondrocalcinosis, symmetrical joint space narrowing and osteopenia. In hemophilia, low signal of hypertrophied synovial membrane is seen due to hemosiderin. Ochronosis involves nucleus pulposus of IV disc. Diabetic myopathy is usually unilateral and causes signal on T2 and on T1, due to hemorrhage. On contrast, central low signal with surrounding high signal rim is seen. Parathyroid adenoma causes hyperparathyroidism, more common than carcinoma. Brown tumor are seen in both primary and secondary hyperparathyroidism, more in primary. Chondrocalcinosis is common in primary hyperparathyroidism but soft tissue, vessel calcification is common in secondary hyperparathyroidism. Thyroid acropathy changes mostly occur in upper limbs. Omovertebral bone with elevated and medially rotated scapula, sprengules, and webbed neck are features of Klippel-Feil syndrome. Both Marfan's, autosomal dominant, and homocystinuria, autosomal recessive, shows arachnodactyly. Osteoporosis with bowing and fracture is a feature of homocystinuria. Scoliosis and upward dens displacement is seen in Marfan's. Patients with DDH who at increased risk of labral tears. Caffey's disease affects before 6 months of age and involves mandible, clavicles and upper limb bones. Gracile ribs are seen in Down's syndrome. Rachitic rosary is expansion of costochondral junction. Thin incomplete lucent lines perpendicular to the cortex with giant sclerotic margin suggests loses zones of osteomalacia. Juxta, articular osteoporosis, not sclerosis, is seen in hemophilia. McCune-Albright syndrome is characterized by polyostotic FD, café au lait spots and endocrine disturbance, precocious puberty. Hook-like osteophytes, joint space narrowing, subarticular cysts and flattening of metacarpal heads are seen in hemochromatosis. Increased acetabulum angle is seen in DDH. Iliac wings in Morquio's syndrome and Down's syndrome are flared rather than square. Milwaukee shoulder is calcium phosphate crystal deposition in elderly woman causing destruction of rotator cuff. With superior subluxation of humerus, forming pseudoarthrosis with clavicle or acromion with glenohumeral degeneration. Sphenoid-shaped aggregates of hydroxyapatite area seen. This condition can also be seen in lat. Compartment of knee. Joint hemarthrosis is seen in PVNS, hemophilia, hemochromatosis and gout. In gout rats bite para-articular erosions and soft tissue calcification is seen. Central anterior vertebral beaking is seen in Morquio's but antero-inferior beaking is seen in Hurler's and achondroplasia. Osteogenesis imperfecta in adult is always type 1 or IV. Abnormal stature, blue sclera, hearing problem. 2. Fatal. 3. Severe, short stature. IV, short stature, bone fragility, blue sclera in children but absent after adolescence. Diplo widening is seen in sickle cell, not in thalassemia. Gauchers and sickle cell disease can cause H-shaped vertebra and AVN but gauchers causes splenomegaly and sickle cell causes small calcified spleen. Continuous irregular cortical hyperostosis along the lateral margin is seen in melariostosis. In gout, there are mostly non-marginal erosions with features of rar and calcified soft tissue nodule tophus. Symmetrical, solid periosteal new bone formation is a feature of hypervitaminosis A. Nail patella syndrome is also associated with madelungs. CPPD is associated with 4Hs, hyperparathyroidism primary. Hemochromatosis. Hypothyroidism. hypomagnesemia. Crystals in CPPD are weakly positive birefringent. Anteroinferior beaking is seen in Downs, achondroplasia and Hurlers, and other MPS except Morchios. Enchondroma is expansile lytic lesion with matrix containing calcifications. Osteoid osteoma greater than 2 cm is osteoblastoma. They causes periosteal reaction without cortical destruction and soft tissue mass. ABC shows fluid levels with no matrix calcification. Osteoma is densely sclerotic well-defined lesion attached to parent bone cortex. Malignancy osteoporotic collapse convex posterior cortex. Retropulsion of post-fragment diffuse low signal on T1 normal signal on all. High on T2 band like low signal adjacent to fracture. Pedicle involvement return to normal, signal after contrast. Intraosseous lipoma is expansile metaphyseal lesion and may contain focal area of dystrophic calcification, due to fat necrosis. Osteoid osteoma is a small lytic lesion with central mineralization surrounded by reactive sclerosis. Central nidus shows intense uptake surrounded by less uptake double density sign. They are relieved by aspirin. Lipoma arborescence shows frond-like masses arising from synovium. Bony excrescences that do not communicate with the medullary cavity of parent bone are periosteal lipomas. In a patient with remission for lymphoma, there are chances of AVN. Hodgkin's lymphoma causes acro-osteosclerosis. Eosinophilic granuloma is cause of mixed sclerotic, lytic lesion with a button sequestrum. Malignant transformation of osteochondroma occurs due to new lucency, increased activity, growth after skeletal maturation, pain after puberty, cortical destruction cartilaginous cap greater than 1 cm. Distal femur is most commonest site for GCT. Chemotherapy-induced necrosis is more accurate predictor of response than size. Tumor size can initially increase due to intralesional hemorrhage. Neoadjuvant chemotherapy increases both recurrence-free and overall survival. Chordoma is a low attenuation mass on cort. Does not arise from spinal canal usually. Chordoma is most common primary malignant tumor of sacrum and shows areas of calcification and hemorrhage. Nidus of osteoid osteoma is usually lucent with surrounding well-defined lucency, double donut sign. Osteoid osteoma most commonly found in long bones of lower limbs. Chondroma, enchondroma, are usually less than 3 cm, painless, occur in younger patients and in peripheral skeletal. Earliest post-radiotherapy changes occur in 1 to 6 weeks after therapy and causes increased signal on T1 and T2 due to replacement of marrow by fat. Complete replacement occurs by 6 to 8 weeks. Regeneration of normal marrow does not occur. Thick peripheral septa with nodularity, presence of osteoid matrix within nodular or septal region and aggressive growth favors telangiectatic osteosarcoma. ABC occurs before 20 years of age and GCT occurs after. Spinal osteoid osteomas may lead to painful scoliosis. Fluid levels are seen in GCT, ABC and telangiectatic osteosarcoma, TOS. TOS has wide zone of transition with bone destruction and presence in men at around 20 years. Spinal hemangioma shows high signal on T1 and T2W1 due to fat content. Bronchial carcinoid and prostate CA causes sclerotic mets in spine. Complication of osteochondroma are fracture, vascular compromise and malignant transformation. Sphenoaccipital chordoma is destructive lesion of clivus, cella, petrous and jugular fossa. Sacrococcygeal is at 4th or 5th sacral segments. Chondromyxoid fibroma affects proximal tibia and distal femur in 2nd-3rd decades and appears as expansile oval lesion with sclerotic margins with bone destruction with internal septation and stippled calcification. Sarcoma undergoing chemotherapy if shows new areas of high signal on T2W1 it suggests recurrence. Metastasis in appendicular skeleton mostly arises from lung cancer. Well-defined lytic lesion with chondroid matrix and narrow zone, wide of transition with bone expansion in proximal humerus is chondrosarcoma. Diaphyseal location of metastasis can be incidental but if it is a primary tumor it is symptomatic. Osteosarcoma shows cloud-like ossification and osteoblastoma shows punctuate calcification. Outsides the hand and feet, chondrosarcoma is 5 times more common than enchondroma. Chondrosarcoma shows periosteal reaction but enchondroma does not. Chondroblastoma extends from epiphysis to metaphyses. Greatest FDG uptake is seen in bone lymphoma and Ewing sarcoma. Benign bone lesions do not show FDG uptake except for GCT, ABC, osteoblastomas and FD. Plasmacytomas are destructive lytic lesions with well-defined cortical thinning with expansion and apparent trabeculae or soap bubble appearance. Brown tumors are mostly seen in primary hyperparathyroidism. Chondrosarcoma causes deep endosteal scalloping, cortical destruction, soft tissue mass, periosteal reaction and bone scan uptake. These features are not seen in enchondroma. Chordoma may extend across IVD and S1JTS. Most common malignant sacral lesion is metastasis. Prostate and breast cancer causes mets in axial skeleton showing intense uptake. The lack of renal uptake, absent kidney sign, is seen. Multiple myeloma do not show similar findings to that of bone edema and also shows enhancement. Staging of osteosarcoma. T1 single lesion less than 8 cm, T2 greater than 8 cm. T3 skip lesions of any size. M1 at mets to lung. M1B any other site. Trevor's disease is osteochondroma of epiphysis in children and may cause antalgic gait with limb length discrepancy. Chondrosarcoma also occurs in Paget's. Recurring metastases are hyperintense on long T sequences but rebound hematopoietic marrow is hypointense. Degraded blood products in the dependent part are seen in ABC. 90% relief is seen with radiofrequency ablation in osteoid osteoma. Chondroblastoma, simple bone cyst and FD can also show fluid levels. Pseudolesion within the calcaneum mimics bone cyst. MM presents with anemia, renal impairment, hypercalcemia, proteinuria and monoclonal gammopathy. MM occurs in 4 forms. Plasmacytoma. Myelomatosis, diffuse. Diffuse spinal osteopenia with fractures. Sclerosing myeloma, Poems syndrome. GCT of tendon sheath is nodular form of PVNS, hypo on T1, T2 and gradient. GCT shows no sclerotic rim and no periosteal reaction but ABC shows both. Bizarre periosteal osteochondromatous proliferation, Nora's lesion, is seen in adults in 3rd and 4th decade. They mostly occur in phalanges, metacarpals and metatarsals. They are perpendicular and do not point away from joint with absence of cartilaginous cap and have a wide base. Multifocal osteosarcomas occur in children. Soap bubble periosteal reaction is benign. Second and third metatarsals are common sites for stress fracture. Bone scans show abnormal uptake within 6 to 72 hours of injury. Periosteal reaction is also scanned. Linear uptake in ribs is due to fractures. Meniscal cysts are associated with meniscal tears and occur in parameniscal region. Spontaneous osteonecrosis of knee, SONK, occurs after a minor injury, mostly in elders. Bilateral sacral ala with cubic fractures are insufficiency fractures, H-shaped. In reverse Bankart's, tear of post-scapular periosteum is also seen. Alternating osteopenia and sclerosis is seen in osteitis pubis occurs due to repetitive microtrauma, with osteoclastic activity and osseous resorption. Subchondral irregularity, erosions, fragmentation with joint space widening is seen. Medial tibial stress syndrome occurs due to repetitive stress and shows periosteitis, osteopenia and cortical fractures with cavities in anterior tibial cortex. Near classification for humeral head fracture, 4 parts greater and lesser tuberosities, head and shaft. I undisplaced. 2 parts fractures with 1 displaced. 3, displaced surgical neck with displaced greater or lesser tuberosity. IV, displaced surgical neck and both tuberosities. In scapholinate dissociation, there is scapholinate angle of greater than 60% and gap of greater than 3 mm on app view. in visi, capitulinate angle is increased but scapulinate angle is decreased. In DISI, both scapulinate and capitulinate angles are increased. Barton's fracture is fracture of distal radius with dislocation of distal radiocarpal joint. Second fracture is avulsion fracture of lateral aspect of proximal tibia and is associated with ACL injuries and sometimes medial meniscus. Jefferson fracture is unstable fracture and are not usually associated with neurological deficit, however there is vertebral artery injury and retropulsion of fragments with displacement of lateral masses of C1 due to transverse ligament rupture. Hill-Sachs are more common than Bankart's. Ulnar nerve injury at wrist lead to severe muscle degeneration, sparing opponent's pollicis, superficial head of FPB and lateral to lumbricals. Flexion teardrop injuries are common in lower C spine and extension teardrop injuries in upper C spine. Lisfranc ligament attaches between medial aspect of second metatarsal and lateral surface of medial cuneiform. Hence in Lisfranc injury, second to fifth metatarsals drift laterally. In sympathetic dystrophy, secondary to trauma on tumors, there is pain, swelling and hyperemia with excessive bone resorption. It usually occurs in periarticular distribution. Epidermal inclusion cysts are usually in distal phalangeal tuft and there is often a history of trauma. According to NICE guidelines, CT head should be done for head injury patient even if GCS is 15. Myositis ossificans is soft tissue mass with peripheral mineralization and faint calcification, often history of trauma is indistinct. Longitudinal fracture, 85% of temporal bone are associated with conductive hearing loss, pneumocephalus, otria, herniation of temporal bone and incudo-stapedial joint dislocation. Transverse fractures, 15%, are associated with sensorineural hearing loss and facial nerve palsies. Hyperextension injury results in scaphoid fractures. Maisonneuve fracture, Weber 3, is oblique fracture of fibula with anterior TF and posterior inferior TF ligament injuries resulting medial joint space widening. Fall from height causes unilateral vertical fracture through the ilium with fractures through bilateral superior and inferior pubic rami. Anterior wedge fracture of C5 with retropulsed bony fragment is seen in compression type injury. Triplane fracture includes coronal metaphyseal fracture, horizontal fracture through physis and sagittal epiphyseal fracture, Salter-Harris IV. Tillo fracture includes horizontal fracture through growth plate and vertical epiphyseal fracture, Salter-Harris III. Rib, sternal, scapular and metaphyseal fractures are seen in battered baby syndrome. Signet ring appearance is due to rotator subluxation of scaphoid due to disruption of scapholinate ligament. Ulnolinate impingement comprises disruption of lunotrichetral ligament, high T2, stir signal in lunate, sclerosis in lunate, perforation of central portion of TFCC and positive ulnar variance. Partially detached osteochondral fragment comes under grade 2 of OCD. Subchondral fracture with preserved joint space is stage 3 AVN. ACL injury is associated with bony contusion in lateral femoral condyle and posterolateral aspect of tibia. A vertebral fragility fracture in elderly increases the likelihood of further vertebral fractures by fivefold and doubles the risk of femoral neck fracture. Partial thickness tear shows increased signal on T1 and T2W1. Bunching up of PCL supports the diagnosis of ACL rupture. Anterior wedge fracture along is a sign of flexion injury. Unstable fractures are BL facet dislocation, flexion teardrop, Jefferson's, Hangman's, odontoid, type 2, and atlantoccipital dislocation. Scapholinate and lunotrichetral ligaments are two important intercarpal ligament. Disruption of either of these results in communication of radiocarpal compartment with midcarpal compartment. Contrast material seen in distal radial nar joint is suggestive of ligament disruption. Lefort fractures. I. Inferior portion of both medial and lateral maxillary buttress, maxillary arch floating free from face. 2. Medial and lateral max. Buttress with associated hash of superior max. Buttress dissociation of entire maxilla from skull. 3. Whole face floating free from skull medial, lateral, superior and upper transverse maxillary buttress. Ulnocarpal impaction syndrome is due to non-union of ulnar styloid process. Calcaneal fractures are classified according to posterior facet of subtalar joint. Bilateral calcaneal fractures only occur in 10%. Only 10% of calcaneal fractures are associated with compression injuries of spine. Normal Burler's angle is 20-40. PCL injury is associated with reverse Seguin's fracture. Medial meniscus may also be injured. H. Sign in sacral body and ala is due to insufficiency fractures. Heparin leads to osteoporosis and hence leads to insufficiency fractures. Mr. Arthrography distinguishes partial versus full thickness tear. Hence Fat Saturday T1W1. Patellar sleeve fracture is a pediatric injury where cartilage at the inferior pole of patella is avulsed along with a bone fragment. In perilunate dislocation, there is fracture of scaphoid with triangular lunate on AP view with increased scapholunate interval. Stress fractures show uptake even on blood pool images, but shint splints show uptake only on delayed images. In RTA there is dashboard injury occurs to the driver and shows bruising in anterior part of tibia, posterior patella and PCL tear. Kissing knee continuous are seen in hyperextension injuries to ACL, PCL and meniscus. In clip injury contusions in both the femoral condyles, medial and lateral, are seen. In pivot shift injury, there are contusions on lateral aspects of femur and tibia with ACL tear. In transient patella dislocation, there is bruising in inferior medial patella and anterior aspect of lateral femoral condyle. Radial head fractures are associated with coronoid process fractures and medial collateral ligament tear, terrible trial of elbow. Fractures of proximal third of scaphoid do not heal in 90% cases. However, most common scaphoid fracture is that of middle third. A vertical oblique fracture and displacement of 1 mm shows poor progress. Open fracture causes non-union. Impaction fracture does not cause non-union. Spinal instability is due to two-column malalignment or isolated middle column interruption. Galatzi fracture, fracture of middle or distal third of radius with dislocation of distal radial gnar joint. Following trauma, death may occur within 12 hours due to abdominal hemorrhage. Triquetral fractures occur due to avulsion of radiocarpal ligament or due to impaction with the ulnar styloid process or hammered bone in hyperextension. A small bony fragment is seen posterior to carpal bones on lateral view. Post-shoulder dislocation is seen in seizures and electrocution. Lateral third of clavicle is most common location for post-traumatic osteolysis. Barton fracture is intra-articular fracture of distal end of radius, hence it is a type of fracture, dislocation. Hutchinson's fracture is triangular fracture of radial styloid process. Acetabulum posterior wall rim fractures are most common type with associated sciatic nerve injury due to posterior dislocation of femoral head. Scaphoid AVN mostly occurs due to fracture. Salter-Harris type 2 is most common. Maisonneuve fracture equals greater than fracture upper third of fibula, tear of distal tibiofibular syndesmosis and interosseous membrane, fracture of medial malleolus with rupture of deltoid ligament. In epidural hematoma, there is a lucent interval but in DI, there is immediate coma. First rib fracture is associated with major chest injury and significant mortality. Most common fracture of mandible is ipsilateral body fracture with contralateral angle or condylar neck fracture. Flail mandible is bilateral mandibular fracture with chances of tongue prolapsing posteriorly occluding the airway. Central cord syndrome is incomplete spinal injury causing more motor deficit in upper rather than lower limb with variable affected sensory and bladder functions. Mallet finger is flexion deformity of dip due to avulsion of extensor digitorum tendon by hyperflexion injury. Anterior dislocated disc is the cause of painful clicking at trademark joint. Spectrum of perilunate injuries. Ike scapholunate dissociation with rotary subluxation of scaphoid 2, perilunate dislocation with injury to capitulunate joint. 3. Tricatrolinate ligament injury. IV. Lunate dislocation with disruption of perilinate ligaments. Duodenum greater than pancreas are injured in fracture of L2 vertebra. Postrolateral corner of knee lateral collateral ligament, popliteus tendon and popliteofibular ligament are present in all but arcuate and fabulofibular ligaments are variable. Arcuate ligament is more absent. Reiter's syndrome comprises urethritis, conjunctivitis and mucocutaneous lesion with B.L. sacroiliitis and involvement great toe and metatarsophalangeal joints. In JRAMCP and PIP are mostly affected with pertosteal reaction and widened bases of proximal phalanges. Bilateral seagull erosions in articular surfaces of proximal interphalangeal joints with periarticular osteoporosis occurs in erosive OA. In RA, there is uneven and thick synovium. Reflex sympathetic dystrophy causes hyperhidrosis, hypertrichosis, pitting edema, pain and patchy otiopenia with increased periarticular uptake on bone scan. Periarticular non-marginal erosions with preserved joint space are seen in gout. AC joint degeneration can narrow the supraspinatus outlet. Jochaud's arthritis is seen in SLE and shows similar features as RA. Negatively birefringent needle-shaped crystals are seen in gout. Weakly positive birefringent rhomboid crystals are seen in CPDD. Sapho is synovitis, acne, pustulosis, hyperostosis and osteomyelitis. It comprises costoclavicular ligament ossification, sternoclavicular joint arthropathy, osteitis and hyperostosis of medial clavicle, sternum and upper ribs. Juxtaarticular osteopenia is seen in RA, not in psoriasis. Hyperextension of DIP and flexion of PIP is seen in RA, not SLE. Prominent subluxation of MCP joints, absence of erosion, BL symmetrical and Jochaud's arthropathy, similar to RA, are features SLE. Multiple sites involvement, soft tissue nodules, erosions at various joints with preserved joint spaces are seen in amyloidosis. Amyloidosis mimics RA except for preservation of joint space positive subchondral cysts and no periarticular osteopenia. Erosive disease is not seen in SLE. Pott's spine shows less sclerosis, more abscess calcification, slow progression, marked collapse and large paravertebral abscess as composed to pyogenic infections. In TB arthritis, there is periarticular osteopenia, marginal erosion, late sparing of joint space, joint effusion, even and thin synovium. TB involves disc at a late stage, but pyogenic, staphylococcus, infection acutely infects the disc. TC99 scintigram is more sensitive, best invest. And indium study is more specific for osteomyelitis. Staph aureus most commonly involved in septic arthritis. AVN and deforming arthropathy is not seen in systemic sclerosis acroosteolysis with soft tissue calcification are seen. Retrocalcineal bursitis occurs in rheitis and psoriatic arthritis. Joint space narrowing is unusual in sarcoidosis. Central erosion with marginal osteophytes give gull wing appearance in erosive OA. Focal involvement is seen in osteomyelitis and diffuse in neuropathic joint. Low signal on T1 and T2 are seen in chronic neuropathy but not in osteomyelitis. HIV-associated arthritis is oligoarticular, asymmetric and peripheral involving knees and ankles and takes duration of 1 to 6 weeks, resolves before 6 weeks. Periostitis and new bone formation may occur. Osteophytes are least to worry about in OA. Erosion in radioulna and radiocarpal joints may be seen in RA. Reactive arthritis equals rheitis. Telescoping of joint and arthritis mutilans seen in psoriasis. Bony ankylosis of carpal, tarsal bones do not occur in RA but fibrous ankylosis do. Bony ankylosis may occur in JRA. Joint effusion show delayed enhancement. Chemical synovitis occurs post-arthrography. It begins after 4 hours and peaks at 12 hours. Protrusio acetabuli is seen in RA not OA. Z deformity is Boutonniere's type deformity in thumb. Mallet finger is flexion deformity in thumb. Parasyndesmophytes and bone marrow edema in whole vertebral body are seen in psoriatic arthropathy. New bone formation with absence of periarticular osteoporosis is seen in psoriatic arthritis, reverse for RA. Plantar fibromatosis presents as nodular thickening in plantar fascia. There can be single or multiple lesions. The nodule enhances, shows vascularity. Significant subacromial subdeltoid bursitis includes thickness greater than 3 mm, presence of bursal fluid medial to ACJ and fluid in anterior aspect of bursa. The paratendon is more commonly the site of acute inflammation of Achilles tendon than the infrapatellar tendon. An acopore halo around the tendon is seen in paratendonitis on USG. In infrapatellar tendinopathy, the tendon may be swollen and contains focal areas of reduced echogenicity. Inguinal lesion not changing with Valsalva can be a lipoma, hyperechoic vascular mass. Gas gangrene shows air in soft tissues around the compound fractures and it is caused by Clostridium, coliforms and bacteroids. Morton's neuroma mostly occurs between third and fourth toe and appear hypoechoic non-compressible lesion on USG with absent vascularity. Peripheral nerve sheath tumors are mobile. Anteromedial ankle impingement syndrome occurs due to inversion and shows amorphous signal in ATTL with heterotopic bone formation and small corticated ossicles with synovitis and fibrosis. Tibialis posterior tendon may be displaced medially. Deltoid ligament of ankle comprises superficial deep tibiocalcaneal ATTL, tibonavicular posterior deep tibiotalar ligament tibiospring, posterior superficial tibiotalar lig. In PVNS, extrinsic erosion is most common osseous abnormality. Mostly manifest as soft tissue mass. Morton's neuroma occurs mostly in third metatarsal space between third and fourth metatarsals with associated bursitis. Soft tissue malignant fibrous histiocytoma is most common primary malignant soft tissue tumor in adults and it shows calcification with adjacent bony cortical erosion. GCT of tendon sheath commonly affects the fingers and is an extra-articular form of PVNS, low signal, on T1, T2, due to hemosiderine deposition. Oval-shaped calcification aligning in direction of muscle fibers is cysticercus. PVNS shows articular erosions but space is preserved. Plantar fasciitis show intermediate signal on T1 and high on T2, USG shows caliber greater than 4 mm, loss of reflectivity of ligament. Convex anterior margin of Achilles suggests partial tear. Heterotopic ossification equals myositis ossificans can present around acetabulum, with peripheral mineralization. Ulnar impaction syndrome is a degenerative condition due to excessive loading and shows positive ulnar variants with TFCC tear and bone edema with chondromalacic changes. Adhesive capsulitis results in restriction of elevation and external rotation. There is thickened coracohumeral ligament, joint capsule and axillary recess is significantly reduced in volume. Obliteration of fat between coracohumeral ligament and coracoid process is seen. Lucent cleft between the soft tissue mass and bony cortex is seen in parasteal osteosarcoma but in myositis, there is a thick lucent zone. Polymyositis gives high T2 signal in muscles but usually does not give erosions. Morton's neuroma is intermediate sig on T1 and low on T2W1 with variable enhancement. Enthesitis is seen in interspinous and supraspinous ligaments in us. Ganglion cysts can be multilocular. Ganglion cyst mostly occurs in periarticular location. HPOA also causes increased soft tissue thickness with increased longitudinal curvature of fingernails in hands. Postoperative fibrosis enhances with contrast on MRI, for up to 2 years. Loss of abduction with numbness on lateral aspect of arm is due to axillary nerve palsy. Patients with renal osteodystrophy have extensive soft tissue calcifications in periarticular location with superscan appearance. Soap bubble, appearance is fluid level on MRI. Hemangiomas are high signal on T1 and T2WI. Gaucher's disease causes AVN, splenomegaly pancytopenia, anemia and Erlenmeyer flask deformity. HPOA shows symmetrical uptake along the cortical margins of diaphyses and metaphyses, mainly. In pelvis, Paget's causes thickening of iliopectineal line with acetabulum protrusion and sclerosis. Mostly unilateral occurrence. Paget's disease results is unilateral cortical thickening with bowing and shows intense uptake with raised serum alkaline phosphatase levels. It can be monostotic or polyostotic, calvarium, pelvis and long bones can be simultaneously affected. Types of acromion classification, type 1 fat 12%. Type 2 concave, 56%. Type 3 hooked, 29%, more associated with rotator cuff tear. Type 4 inferior convex, 3%. Osteonecrosis occurs in epiphysis but bone infarct occurs in metaphyses or diaphyses. SCFE is a type 1 Salter-Harris classification. Scleroderma causes terminal phalangeal resorption, soft tissue calcification, intraarticular, and multiple swelling in hands. Recent tooth extraction always show increased uptake. Hemangioma, leukemia and myeloma may show increased uptake. Superior rib notching RA, SLE, scleroderma, Sjogren, Marfan's, hyperparathyroidism and osteogenesis imperfecta. NF and hyperparathyroidism can cause superior and inferior rib notching. Ewing's, syphilis and infantile cortical hyperostosis show parallel spiculated, hair on end, periosteal reaction. Grading of chondromalacia patellae. Ike focal hyperintense area not extending to cartilage. 2. Extending to cartilage surface with sharp normal cartilage margin. 3. Extending to articular surface but not down to osseous surface. IV, focal hypointense area extending from subchondral bone to cartilage surface. Slap lesions are classically located at the biceps anchor, they occur with repetitive overarm activity and benign in the post-aspect of superior labrum. Triangular area of high signal at the patella in thesis when imaged on gradient echo is of no clinical significance. Psoriasis, diabetes, PVC and hyperparathyroidism causes acro-osteolysis. Hyperparathyroidism, pregnancy, trauma, osteitis pubis, Metz, infection, early ankylosing spondylosis and RA causes widened symphyses pubis. Nasopharyngeal space, anterior to C1, is 10 mm. Retropharyngeal space, C2, C4, is 5-7 mm. Retrotracheal space, C5, C7, is 22 mm. An osseous lump at the femoral head-neck junction is present in 50% of CAM type femoroacetabulum impingement, PHI, and 33% of pincer type. Alpha angle is formed by line from center of femur head to center of neck and a line from center of head to head, neck junction, normal is 45 degrees. Alpha angle greater than 55 degrees is seen in CAM type PHI. Postvertebral scalloping is not a feature of sickle cell disease. Pachydermoperiostitis causes symmetrical periosteal reaction in long bones in adolescence. Abductor pollicis brevis is supplied by median nerve. Abductor digiti minimi, adductor pollicis, FCU and FDM are supplied by ulnar nerve. Myeloma, hyper-PTH, Metz, clidocranial dysostosis, RA and Gorlin syndrome, all causes absence of outer ends of clavicles. Metz, RA, infection, lymphoma, e.g. and sarcoma causes destruction of medial ends of clavicles. Paget's can cause fracture of femoral neck in elderly, banana fractures along convex side and also compression fracture of vertebra. Best position for visualizing supraspinatus tendon is adduction and internal rotation, asking the patient to put back of their hand onto the back. In spine, bulky vertically oriented soft tissue ossification giving floating osteophyte appearance is seen in psoriasis. Loss of lamina dura is caused by hyper-PTH, scleroderma, castings, Paget's, LCH, leukemia and Metz. Thickening of lamina dura is caused by osteopetrosis and hypoparathyroidism. Triple contrast CT study should be advised for penetrating abdominal trauma. Communication between hip joint capsule and iliopsoas bursa is normal in 15%. Diluted solution of 0.4 mmol/L. Gadolinium is used for mr. arthrography. Hot spots on bone scan are fibrous dysplasia, Paget's, brown tumors, ABC, osteoid osteoma, chondroblastoma and fractures after 24 to 48 hours and tooth extraction. T2 coronal is best view for TFCC tear. Bowing of PCL and medial patella plica is seen normally. Tuberous sclerosis shows bony islands thickening of diplo, expansion and sclerosis of ribs and periosteal thickening of long bones. BMD can be measured by Z-score or T-score. T-score less than 2.5 suggests osteoporosis. Patella baja is associated with polio, achondroplasia and juvenile chronic arthritis. Subtrochanteric and lesser trochanter fractures are pathological. Mazabraud's syndrome is polyostotic FD and soft tissue myxoma. Increased activity throughout skeleton with absent renal activity suggest prostate CA mets. Normal alignment is second metatarsal with the middle cuneiform. Callus formation is seen in osteoporotic fracture but not in ostomalacia. Supraspinatus and infraspinatus are present around spinoglenoid notch. Low signal on T1W1 is SOAVN. Disruption of Klein's line is a feature of SCFE. Crescent sign in femur head, subchondral fissuring, epiphyseal collapse, fragmentation and sclerosis are features of Perthes. Lymphatic filling into the joint space supports the diagnosis of adhesive capsulitis of shoulder. Limbus vertebra is well-defined triangular area of bone. Longitudinal arch of foot is formed by tibialis posterior. In dish, there can be preserved disc space height normal S1 joints and apophyseal joints. Magic angle refers to increased signal on T1 and PDW1. Accessory soleus muscle can be seen in pre-achilles fat pad. Osteitis condensans, psoriasis and ankylosing spondylitis cause symmetrical sacroiliitis but rheitis cause asymmetric and infection, TB cause unilateral sacroiliitis. Flame-shaped lucencies in long bones are seen in Paget's. Sickle cell disease causes sclerosis of both humeral heads, pulmonary infiltrates, elevated position of splenic flexure and H-shaped vertebra. In transient regional osteoporosis, femoral heads show edema with normal acetabuli and joint spaces. In transient osteoporosis, there is loss of subchondral cortex with marrow edema and intense uptake. Osteophytes are not seen in ankylosing spondylitis but all calcification can be seen. False negative for rotation cuff tear on USG a limited mobility, incorrect transducer, poor focusing. False positives are due to anastropy, acoustic shadowing, poor transducer positioning. FD shows ground glass involvement of medulla symmetrical distribution, soft tissue mass, cyst-like changes, involvement of paranasal sinuses, maxilla, sphenoid and orbit, all these are not seen in Paget's. Bone within bone is also seen in physiological neonates, nutritional disturbance and metastasis, hypervitaminosis D, healing rickets, not seen in renal osteodystrophy. In adults, red bone marrow is seen in axial skeleton, proximal humerus and femur metaphyses. In neonates, red marrow is present in all skeleton. Vertebroplasty is done for compression fracture, painful osteoporosis, hemangiomas and tumors, Metz myeloma, not for osteoid osteoma. Superscan refers to diffuse osseous uptake with reduced renal and soft tissue uptake, mostly due to Metz of prostate and breast CA, renal osteodystrophy, hyper-PTH, Paget's, myelofibrosis. Poor renal function can also demonstrate false positive superscan. Prostate CA with urinary tract obstruction can have increased renal activity, false negative scan. T-biocalcaneal angle is 60-90. Less angle congenital vertical talus and rocker bottom feet. More angle equinus deformity. Talocalcaneal angle is 15-40. Less varus, hindfoot more valgus hindfoot. Normally, metatarsals overlap. If metatarsals are not overlapping, then forefoot varus is present. If first metatarsal is most plantar, then forefoot valgus is present. Clubfoot equals hindfoot equines and varus, more T-biocalcaneal angle and less talocalcaneal angle. Pes plano valgus equals hindfoot and forefoot valgus. Pes cavus equals hindfoot valgus. Long gracile bones with overtubulation with diminished weight bearing is seen in cerebral palsy, JRA and Marfan syndrome. Sustentaculum tali is present on medial aspect of calcaneum. Acute pain crisis and stroke can occur in sickle cell disease. HPOA causes diametaphyseal lamellar periosteal reaction with burning pain and swelling. Cortical thickening with trabeculocoarsening is seen in Paget's. Cemented acetabulum cup with uncemented femoral stem is reverse hybrid total hip replacement. Hybrid equals cemented femur stem plus uncemented acetabulum cup. Unipolar hemiarthroplasty is femoral component articulating directly with native acetabulum cartilage. Bipolar hemiarthroplasty is femoral component articulating with a cup inserted into native cartilage without fixation. Hip resurfacing is metallic femoral head articulating with acetabulum prosthetic metal cup. Loser's zones also seen in renal osteodystrophy. Loser's zones are incomplete fractures on medial side of femur. Normally, popliteal vessels pass lateral to the medial head of gastrocnemius. Paget's and FD causes stress fractures on lateral aspects of femur. In popliteal artery entrapment syndrome, there is anomalous origin of the medial head of gastrocnemius or anomalous course of popliteal artery resulting in extrinsic compression of the artery. In Marfan syndrome, there is reduced upper to lower segment ratio, dissection of ascending aorta, spontaneous pneumothorax, scoliosis, pectus carinatum and excavatum, protrusion acetabuli and pes planus. Middle portion of the terminal pharynx is resorbed in polyvinyl chloride poisoning. Ankylosing spondylitis, as, involves ankylosis at vertebral edges or center. Anderson lesion in as a late feature but Romanus lesions occur earlier. HPOA can be associated with pneumocystis carini infection. Spin echo sequences eliminates susceptibility artifact in MRI. HPOA shows tramline sign on bone scan. Wood and plastic are radiolucent but wood is more echogenic than plastic. Brachial plexus nerve root avulsion appears like a pseudomeningo cell on MRI. Abnormal enhancement within multifidus muscles is SO nerve root avulsion. Progressive focal lucent area at cement bone interface is either infection or aggressive granulomatous disease. Primary loosening is radiolucent zone greater than 2 mm at cement, bone or metal, bone interface or a progressive lucent zone at metal-cement interface. The lucent zone is not rounded. In mastocytosis, there is involvement of skin, bone marrow, liver, spleen, lane and small bowel with elevated serum tryptase levels. Diffuse small bowel thickening with osteosclerosis is seen. Myelofibrosis shows osteosclerosis and splenomegaly. Townes view is mainly for occipital bone, Caldwell view is for orbit. Occipitomental waters view is for facial bones and sinuses and zygomatic arches. Submentovertical view is for zygomatic arches. Lateral calf and foot are supplies by L5 nerve root. In hypoperfusion complex, there is hyperannouncement of kidneys, adrenal glands, pancreas and bowel wall but poor perfusion of spleen. Sinus tarsi syndrome, patients presents with lateral foot pain with loss of fat, synovial thickening and enhancement of tarsal sinus. Idiopathic osteolysis is Gorham's disease. Mazabrod's syndrome equals FD plus soft tissue myxoma. Marrow reconversion occurs due to sickle cell, smoking, chemotherapy, long distance running but not due to gorges. Head at risk, signs of AVN are. Gauges sign radiolucent V-shape seen in lateral side of epiphysis on ap pelvis X-ray. Calcification lateral to epiphysis. Lateral subluxation with increased inferomedial joint space. Horizontal growth plate. Radiation necrosis shows sclerosis with no uptake on bone scan and also cause pain. SCIWORA deformed cervical spine in children with cord injury but no radiological sign. Brown-Séquard syndrome hemitransection causing ipsilateral motor paralysis and contralateral hyperesthesia. High T2 signal in bone underlying an osteochondral lesion is most common factor of instability. Whiskering is seen at tendinous insertions in dish. Postoperative fibrosis in spine is failed back syndrome. Hemangioma may cause mild expansion of vertebral body. Anterior cord syndrome, complete motor paralysis. Pollier's disease is associated with Madelung's. Nail patella syndrome also associated. Lichtenstein, Jaffer's disease equals FD. Axial STO is used for disc protrusion, but axial T2 is used for far lateral disc protrusion. Buford complex normal variant consists of absent anterior labrum with thickened cord-like middle glenohumeral ligament. Osteopoikilosis rounded densities. Osteopathia striata linear longitudinal or sunburst. Melariostosis flowing wax. Atlantoaxial instability is seen in Ra, Downs, Morchios and retropharyngeal abscess, not in achondroplasia. Pulmonary embolism occurs 7 to 10 days post-surgery. Fat embolism occurs within 3 to 6 hours of injury. Femoroacetabulum impingement. CAM common, 3rd minus 40th decade in men related to previous SCFE. Greater than angle causes proximal superior femoral neck to impinge upon superior acetabulum margin, osseous bump on superior femoral neck. Persistent pain. Pincer common in women. Abnormally deep acetabulum. Multiple choice questions. 1. Which of the following are correct regarding intraarticular osteoid osteoma, most commonly affects the hip? B. Typically presents with nocturnal pain. C. The radiolucent nidus is surrounded by extensive reactive sclerosis. D. MRI is more specific than CT in detecting the nidus. E-plane radiograph have a sensitivity exceeding 90% in detecting the nidus. Answer. A. Correct. B. Not correct. C. Not correct. D. Not correct. E. Not correct. Explanation. Nocturnal pain is a feature of long bone osteoid osteoma and not of intraarticular lesions. It is also less responsive to NSAIDs. Extensive reactive sclerosis surrounding the nidus is a feature of long bone lesion and not of intraarticular lesion. Nidus is often overlooked on radiographs. MRI is more sensitive than CT in detecting the nidus, however CT is more specific. MRI is sensitive as it is highly sensitive in demonstrating perilesional edema. 2. Typical feature of pigmented villonodular synovitis (PVNS) include a loss of bone density on plain film. B. A dense joint effusion on plain film. C. Blooming artifact on gradient echo MR sequences. D. Well-defined erosions with preservation of joint space. E. Soft tissue calcification on plain film. Answer. A. Not correct. B. Correct. C. Correct. D. Correct. E. Not correct. Explanation. PVNS represents part of a disease spectrum that includes diffuse and localized form of giant cell tumor of the tendon sheath to the more diffuse intraarticular form that is PVNS. Thus it is characterized by synovial proliferation and hemosiderin deposits. Hence, bone density is maintained and dense joint effusion is seen. Soft tissue calcification is uncommon in PVNS. 3. Which of the following are correct regarding ankylosing spondylitis? At the hip joints are involved in more than 20% of patients. B. 90% of patients exhibit HLA-B27 antigen. C. Romanous lesions are seen in end-stage disease. D. Syndesmophytes are the result of ossification of the annulus fibrosis. E. Peripheral arthropathy is most common in the upper limbs. Answer. A. Correct. B. Correct. C. Not correct. D. Correct. E. Not correct. Explanation. Romanous lesions are seen in early stages of disease and consist of inflammation at the site of anterior longitudinal ligament attachment to vertebrae and discs, giving rise to erosions at discovertebral junction. Extraspinal manifestations include enthesopathy and peripheral arthropathy favoring the lower limbs. Iritis, aortic insufficiency and pulmonary fibrosis are extraskeletal manifestations of ankylosing spondylitis. 4. Which of the following are correct regarding popliteal Baker's cysts, are commonly associated with meniscal pathology in adults? B. Are frequently associated with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis in adults. C. Ultrasound can differentiate Baker's cysts from popliteal aneurysms and ganglion cysts. D typically extends posteriorly between the tendons of semimembranosus and the medial head of gastrocnemius. E calcified loose bodies are a recognized complication. Answer. A correct, B correct, C correct, D correct, E correct. Explanation. Popliteal cysts are fluid-filled synovial-lined bursa in the popliteal fossa communication with the knee joint. They are generally located at or below the joint line. Majority of them are incidental findings. Acute rupture of Baker's cyst resembles DVT in clinical presentation. 5. The following tendons, ligaments attached to the named bony prominence, a lesser tuberosity of the humerus infraspinatus tendon. B. Anterior superior iliac spine, tendon. C. Medial epicondyle of the humerus, extensor tendon origin. D. Inferior pole of patella, quadriceps tendon. E. Tibial eminence, anterior cruciate ligament. Answer. A. Not correct, B. Correct. C. Not correct, D. Correct. E. Not correct. Explanation. Supraspinatus tendon attaches to lesser tuberosity of the humerus. The infraspinatus tendon attaches to greater tuberosity of humerus. Flexor tendon origin is at medial epicondyle of humerus and extensor tendon origin is from lateral epicondyle of humerus. The quadriceps tendon attaches to the superior pole of patella and patella ligament attaches to the inferior pole of patella. 6. Which of the following are correct regarding giant cell tumors of bone, GCT, are typically subarticular in location? B. Metastasize in less than 10% of cases. C. Most commonly occur in the proximal humerus. D. Spinal GCTs affect primarily the posterior elements. E. Periosteal reaction is seen in 60-80% of cases. Answer. A. Correct, B. Correct. C. Not correct, D. Not correct, E. Not correct. Explanation. Most common location of GCT is around knee joint, 50%-65%, with distal femur accounting for 23%-30% cases. Proximal humerus accounts for 4-8% of the cases of GCT. Spinal GCT primarily affects the vertebral bodies with extension into the posterior elements. Vertebral body collapse is a frequent finding. Periosteal reaction is uncommon, seen on radiograph only in 10-30% cases. Cortical penetration is however seen in 33-50% cases with associated soft tissue mass. 7. Which of the following are correct regarding synovial osteochondromatosis, most commonly affects the joints of the hands? B. Typically presents with a painless swollen joints. C. Intraarticular nodules can be hyperintense on T2W. D. Calcification is absent in 25-30% of patients. E. Chondrosarcoma is a complication.